The Eddy House is the only youth homeless facility in Northern Nevada. It's expanding this month to offer Reno's first 24-hour overnight shelter for young people. Today we're joining Eddy House CEO Diaz Dixon on a tour of the space. He takes us through various rooms to show how the facility is designed to meet an individual's needs.
What we did in this lobby here is we wanted to make it really welcoming as they were coming in. So we've got the lockers over here that they can safely put their items, because our items are a prized possession. Out on the streets, they always have to work. My name is Diaz Dixon, and I am the Chief Executive Officer of Eddy House. A 24-hour service is going to have a huge impact on our community. It's going to get these kids out of survival mode. Right now, when they come to us in the daytime, oftentimes they're tired. They've been up all night. They're hungry. 24 hours is going to give them an opportunity to have a good night's rest. We wanted to make sure that it didn't feel institutional and that it was a welcoming environment. So immediately off to the right. So a number of things are going to change for us, because as we grow and double in size for our staff and our organization, we've got to look at all the processes in which we check people in and check them out. And a similar space is over on this side. And this is where the community living will be. So in community living, we're going to have people who are living in our community living side, which is 20 beds, where they'll be living there with a six-month contract while we're helping them out find suitable and gainful employment, and helping them with any mental health needs they might have. We've got 20 cots downstairs as well for just the night-to-night safe place to sleep. That is going to be run distinctively different than the community living side. And then we've got some emergency beds as well. And as we come downstairs, this is the meat and potatoes of our program. As we make it all the way downstairs, the first room right here on the left is where our emergency beds are located. So when someone's coming in the middle of the night, maybe the police are bringing someone in for a safe place to stay, that's going to have an impact on the culture and who we are and what we do. It will be first come, first serve on a sign-up list on the drop-in side. So our hope is that during the drop-in, that they'll be able to look over to the other side and see people thriving on the community living side, and they'll want to be a part of that and transition over there. Then this room here is our clothing closet. So this will be, there are three dressing rooms on the left, and this gives the young people an opportunity to come in and try clothes on. So if they need warm weather clothes or work attire. I think it's really important for the youth to be separated from the older adults. Just because the maturation stage is different. The younger you are, if you're wrapped up with a bunch of older people around you, you might be subject to being a target. No different than keeping 13-year-olds away from 18-year-olds. Those 18-year-olds need to be away from the 30-year-olds. And when you are seeking help, sometimes you get a false sense of security and you might be headed in the wrong direction that aren't good decisions. So by keeping these cohorts together, in this particular age group, it allows us to identify challenges that kids from 18 to 24-year-olds are all probably going to be going through together. The second office on the right is our med room. So we'll be working with HOPES as well as Community Health Alliance to provide wellness checks. So they'll come in, and if we've got anything going on, vaccinations, any needs that they might have, they'll have an opportunity to sit down and talk with a nurse or a CNA and help them out in that aspect. So one of the key things that I look for when I'm looking at expanding our staff and hiring people is understanding what is their why. Why are you here? You know, you're obviously not going to be here to get rich. What is your why? And if that starts with passion, really seeking and understanding how to learn, grow, and change so that you can help facilitate learning, growing, and changing, then this is a place for you. You know, we have kids that are going to school at UNR. There's one particular girl that I heard about who is a nursing student, and she lives in her car. A number of these kids have aged out of foster, so the day they turned 18, they had to immediately be on their own and taking care of themselves without any support. All the stories that I'm thinking about and that I'm talking about have an impact on me on a daily basis. There's particularly one right now. There's a couple that is sleeping in our parking lot every night until we open up our 24-hour shelter. As I go home and we're on break now and my kids are home from college and I look at them and think, wow, do they have it good? When I know that there are some kids that are their age right now at this very moment sleeping out in my parking lot, it motivates me to work harder and faster to get our facility open and make sure that our services are up to par what they need to get back on their feet.
This story was reported and produced by KUNR's Stephanie Serrano.